the rest of the story. Once upon a time, three young men planned a daring daylight robbery. The target, Park Avenue, Manhattan, a complex apartment wherein was stashed enough jewelry and cash to provide for three very comfortable retirements. The men had cased the place. They knew that at 9 a.m. a large staff would start arriving. Half an hour would be enough to make the score. So the three decided to pose as delivery men. They would appear at the door with a large table arrangement of red roses at 8:30, get in and get out. It was Albert the butler who answered the door that morning. He saw the roses. He did not, for some reason, notice the silk stockings over the faces of the intruders, nor did he notice the pistols carried by each until it was too late. Where was the safe, they demanded. The frightened manservant led the three through the labyrinthine apartment to a bedroom at the other end. The safe, it seemed, was more like a solid oak closet, the door of which was secured with two enormous locks. Clearly, in the time remaining, a break-in was out of the question. The crooks needed the keys. Only one person in the apartment knew where those keys were. And it was a woman so tiny that she was almost overlooked as she sat up in bed in that very bedroom, munching on dry toast, engrossed in the New York Times. While two of the men tied up the butler, the third walked over to the woman. She surely felt the cold steel of the gun barrel against her temple, but you would never have known it. She continued to read her paper, or at least appeared to. The intruder said, "Give us the keys to your safe or we will kill you." "You can't kill me," was her astonishing reply. "You can kill me, but I am not going to let you rob me. Now get out." The men proceeded to turn the woman's bedroom upside down in search of the keys. They found none. There were 520s in her purse, but no keys. The men dragged the woman from the bed, ripped up the bed sheets for rope, and tied her to a chair. She screamed. They gagged her. It's now nearing 9 o'clock a.m. The thieves were gone, the imperfect crime. Today it's three decades later, but New York police still remember the three men who got away, mostly for all they did not get away with. Frustrated because they had not found the keys to the safe, they left behind priceless and portable artworks of Picasso, loose-lying jewelry worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and other items of inestimable value. The bandits had walked out with $100 in cash, but they'd spent at least $40 for the roses to gain access to the apartment, which meant the entire carefully planned operation netted the robbers no more than $20 each. But the main reason for their failure was the incredible courage and quick thinking of the mistress of that Manhattan manor, a woman well over 90, who refused to be intimidated, and who, when no eyes were upon her, had neatly slipped into her bosom the keys to her treasures. A daring, legendary businesswoman, whose name you know, for she was the creator of an international cosmetics empire, and it was she who refused to flinch even with a gun against her head. The world will always know her as glamorous Helena Rubinstein. Only now you will know the rest of the story.